Comments on a Gillette community Facebook page showed clear opposition to the treaty, and Wyoming's congressional delegation was also pleased with the president's decision. U.S. Senators Mike Enzi and John Barrasso were part of a group of senators who supported withdrawing from the agreement. Not everyone in Wyoming felt so strongly, though. Some energy companies, including Cloud Peak and ExxonMobil, released statements showing supports for the agreement. The mayor of Gillette agrees that there are two sides to this issue, saying that it may help cut regulation away from the energy industry, but she added that it also deprives the U.S. of a seat at the table when it comes to global negotiations on fossil fuel emissions. Governor Matt Mead was similarly torn.
We cannot cede leadership on this issue to other countries. I think we need to re-engage and have this discussion on CO2 on a global fashion if we're going to be able to sell coal for the next 100 plus years.
Mead says now is the time to focus on innovation and research into clean coal. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.